Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. You know, you can't just build a website and wait for people to come. You probably know that, but if you want more visitors, take a lesson from all the ways I direct you to ArtBizCoach.com, which is just one of my sites. Ready? Okay. I send out a weekly newsletter that helps you with your art career. In it, I post links to classes, workshops, and products on my site. I do the same with this podcast, making sure to mention the site, artbizcoach.com, at the beginning and the end, and often in between, like I just did. I put my link in a signature block that's attached to the bottom of all my email messages. You'd be surprised at how many non-artists are intrigued by what I do and want to know more. Likewise, I'm sure they'd be interested in what you do. Everyone loves to meet artists and see good art. I have a blog that has a link to artbizcoach.com, and it also links to featured products in the sidebar. Check it out at artbizblog.com. I offer complimentary marketing plans at artbizconnection.com. These are to encourage artists to get together and support one another. Coincidentally, the format also sends subscribers back to, you guessed it, artbizcoach.com. My classes and ebooks all have links that reference items on the artbizcoach.com site. I always keep a supply of postcards with my URL prominent to send or just to hand out. I advertise in artist magazines from time to time, but paying for advertising is rare. I'm spoiled by the effectiveness of free publicity and word of mouth. I write articles for magazines like Art Calendar, which mention my site. I conduct workshops and give keynote addresses. My website URL is prominent at the beginning and end of my presentation slides, and those who want to follow up can get information by going to a special page just for them at artbizcoach.com. If you call my voicemail, you'll hear a recording that says, I'm sorry I missed you, but I hope you'll visit artbizcoach.com to find out about marketing tools for artists, etc. I'm a guest on radio shows and agree to many blog interviews. The promotions always mention my site and link to it. I wrote a book that frequently mentions my site. If you don't know about it, go to idratherbeinthestudio.com. Every so often, I tweet promotional links on Twitter. In between, I build trust with followers through conversation and providing helpful resources. You can follow me at AB Stanfield. I have an Art Biz Coach fan page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/artbizcoach. Notice that the fan page is for the website. I say yes to anyone, so far, who asks if it's okay for them to link to me. I go out of my way to be helpful to anyone who wants to promote me. So that's my list, just 15 ways that I drive traffic to my site. There are lots more ways. So are you driving traffic, or are you just waiting for it to start coming in? Final word, you can't just build a website and wait for the traffic to pick up. You have to encourage visits consistently. Look at your online presence and check all the details for each outlet. Are you driving traffic to your site wherever you can? That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to, here it is again, artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, an email version of this podcast.